The Burrito Radio Show is brought to you by 2B1 Entertainment.
For those in search for inner peace, stop by Sacred Sun, Essentials for Life Balance. Just a short walk from the La Mesa Trolley. Visit us at 8239 La Mesa Boulevard or call us at 619-467-7073 for more details. We're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays, and we hope to see you soon.
This Burrito Radio Show episode looks to focus on the homeless crisis that has hit the West Coast as well as throughout the country. Right now, there's a lot of homeless families, homeless people who are just suffering due to the lack of personal hygiene, cleanup, unable to find a home that's reasonably cost. And so today's episode looks to dive into people's thoughts. Please enjoy the show. This is 2B1 Energy here with the Burrito Radio Show. We're talking about the homeless crisis. And I happen to have a very interesting soul with me. Today happens to be her birthday. I just happened to met her today. Yes. She goes by Julia. Julia, welcome to the Burrito Radio Show.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is my first ever podcast appearance. Nice.
Now, as we got to talking, about the homeless situation. And by sure chance, she's actually somebody that actually helps out the homeless find housing. Please, Julia, explain what you do real quick for our audience.
I am a housing specialist, so essentially I work with homeless folks and try to connect them to some sort of housing. Yeah.
Nice. And how long have you been doing this for?
Here, not that long, maybe just like 6 months, but I did something similar in North Carolina for about 2 years.
Right, and so some of the situations you come across, and you're on your take, how is this homeless situation? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse?
I would say it's probably getting worse, just because the rent keeps going up, and then right now, also, a lot of folks are out of work. I mean, they did the eviction moratorium, but I think that, you know, there's, like, ways around it, and then sometimes folks don't know about the protections, so it's, like, a little bit of a, can I say cluster podcast?
Yeah, this is a podcast with all ages, so we don't curse on this one.
Okay.
No, as far as the homeless, what are you coming across as far as what kind of situation are you coming across? People on drugs or just homeless families? Which ones are you coming across mostly?
Yeah. I mean, of course, like, there are folks who are on drugs, but I feel like a lot of times people sort of, like, say that as a way to discount the issue of homelessness because, I mean, there are a lot of people that have houses that are on drugs also. But overall, the, like, common thread, I don't think, is about addiction, necessarily. It's more about poverty. I mean, the folks that I work with especially tend to have, like, multiple chronic health issues, so there is a lot more addiction in the folks that I work with specifically. But more than that, they're, like, older and disabled. And so I would say there's, like, a lot of disabled folks, and then a lot of single moms. Like, those are kind of...
So single mothers and people with disabilities have been dominating the homeless crisis for many years, correct?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate.
And what would you say, do you know anybody working on... No, let me take this back. Solutions. What kind of solutions would you suggest that could be... help out the situation and the homeless crisis that we have?
Well, I'm glad you asked because I have a lot of thoughts.
Go ahead, please.
Well, first of all, I don't think a lot of people know this, but if you're a disabled person and you can't work, you know, which is like literally no fault of your own, if you have like a health condition that prevents you from holding down a full-time or even part-time job, you go on disability, but disability in the United States is you're going to get about like $900 to $1,000 a month, and then some food stamps where you're eating like rice and beans, like nothing fancy. So you're essentially asking people who are disabled to live on like $950 a month, which most people's rent is higher than that, even if they're just renting a bedroom. So you, it's sort of like, well, how are you going to do that? And the answer is, like, you really don't. So I think it's sort of, like, ridiculous that if you're a disabled person in the United States, you're essentially, like, forced to live in poverty. I think that says a lot about, like, who we do and don't value and who we do and don't think is, like, worthy of just, like, a basic level of, like, dignified living. So if you don't have, like, family to take care of you and, like, help you out, you're probably going to experience homelessness at some point. And that, to me, is infuriating as someone who just believes in, like, the basic dignity of human life.
I totally agree with you on this. I totally agree. And being a what I call a traveling musician, busking a lot, I see a lot of homeless people all the time. I mean, I saw one just before I came here today, and he's mumbling some words. I can't even understand what he's saying, but he really wants to talk about my guitar. And he explains, you know, how he had a bunch of guitars at one point in time. And, you know, these kind of stories of this person that I came across, not knowing anything about his background, but why he's there is probably some type of disability. It could be mental, it could be physical, it could be some type of addiction. But in the long term, how do you see the United States, or at least California, San Diego, handling the crisis that we see today as more people sprawl the streets with their tents, nowhere to go, no facility to use? What do you see in the next few months or few years happening?
Well, what I think that they should do is sort of employ, like, every strategy that we have. I mean, there's things that you can do in the short term, like expand housing voucher programs like Section 8. You can put on, like, rent control. But, I mean, those are really, like, to me, more short-term solutions. I think in the long run, we should really be trying to build public housing, which I feel like people hear public housing and they're like, oh, it's like people don't want to live there. But if you maintain it and you invest in a place for people to live, it can be nice. Like, public housing doesn't have to be, like, inherently bad or, like, crime-ridden. That's, like, the sort of housing, it's called permanent supportive housing in San Diego, that, like, really everyone wants, and the wait lists are, like, so long. But it's basically you're paying 30% of your income towards housing, regardless of, like, what your income is. And that's, like, really the solution that everyone wants. And then, yeah, I mean, I think you just need to, like, build housing, invest in housing, and, like, make a commitment to
Did you hear about the homeless pods over there in Europe, where they're just building little homeless pods for people to sleep in? Do you think that's a solution?
I haven't heard about the homeless pods, but I've heard about, like, a lot of, like, the tiny houses, things like that. I think that's awesome in terms of, like, the short term for, like, transitional housing to get people off the street, like, right away and, like, with some sort of roof over their heads. But I think long term, it'd be nice if, like, someone had an actual apartment to live in, because I wouldn't want to, like, live in a tiny house forever.
Right.
Yeah.
There's two things that are long-term that are instant solutions. One, you have to ratify the Human Bill of Rights by the UN, two of which is you have the right to housing, and the second of which you have the right to food, and then the right to medication and medical treatment.
Yes.
Then from there, here in California, the long-term treatment is taking the government, the military bases that have been completely abandoned out near Death Valley and around that area, kind of like border between Orange County and Death Valley, that area. There's about two military bases that have not been used that are fully facilitated.
I totally agree with that one, too. There's military places that have been abandoned that we're not even utilizing that could be utilized as homeless facilities turned into, no different than turning something into a museum. Anyway, that was Nick over there. He's kind of cleaning and talking at the same time. He popped in on our podcast over here on the Burrito Radio Show. Anyway, we'd like to thank Nick and Julia, right?
Yes.
And for happy birthday to Julia for giving us their take. We'll be right back after this short moment.
Hi, my name is Carol Wilson. I'm the owner of Fitness 360 a fitness boutique studio in Dallas, Texas, and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Fresh food for the fresh body. What goes in fresh comes out healthy. Be sure to visit your local farmer's market, and trust me, you'll feel much better.
Hey, you guys, we're over here at Marcella June's Coffee Lounge. Our address is 8513 La Mesa Boulevard. We sell herbal medicine and coffee and tea, and we're working on a lot of community projects to get some massage therapy going in with all this. You can reach us at 619-504-9494. We're open Monday through Friday again. Please come on by. Thank you very much.
TubiOne has a game called None is Perfect Billiards. It is a game based on points, stroke play, pretty much. You get to find out what your score would be in comparison to the pros. It's one of the better games that's out there, and it's new and fresh for the 21st century. If you'd like to be on the players list or participate in one of the games or videos, contact None is Perfect Billiards at nipbilliards@gmail.com. Get on the players list and take part in the fun today. But today, we're talking to Baba Zande about the homeless crisis. Baba Zande, how's it going today?
Hey, it's going. And as always, I appreciate the opportunity to come here and talk about something that's deep, something we should all care about. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Right. Now, I've spoken to a few people about this the homeless situation. Some of them not necessarily positive. Some of them are really positive, really words to take consideration to. I want to ask you, do you ever train any fighters that are coming off the street hungry in your gym?
Well, there's a lot of fighters that are hungry. Homeless is not necessarily the issue with them, but we come into contact in our travels with many all over the world that are homeless or battling some demons that have caused them to be homeless. So it's an issue that is in front of us often.
Right. And now in your area, do you see a lot of homeless people out there?
We do. I always feel for them. I always feel for them because where I'm at, it's either it's usually broiling hot. And you can see the blisters on their skin from being out in the elements. And you can also, it gets cold at night, you know, and during some seasons. So there's just never a safe spot for them outside, you know, where I'm at.
Now, it seems like during this last year or so, the homeless crisis has worsened. Especially out here in California. Do you feel like there should be placed any blame on a situation due to the COVID? Or do you think this is something that just has been just slowly but surely after decade has just never been addressed?
Well, I think if it wasn't, you know, I'm sure COVID has a part to play in it, but it's always something. I mean, it's just one of the conditions of life. There's always something. Sometimes it's mental illness. Sometimes it's bad decisions people are making. Sometimes it's, just a run of circumstances that cause people to find themselves without any place to live. We're always, I think that most of us are always, you know, one decision away or two decisions away or two circumstances away from being homeless ourselves, myself included. So COVID probably has something to do with it, but it's always been in my lifetime anyway.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the thing that I kind of see is this, is that during this last year, a lot of the things that were available to the homeless, the houseless, according to this one lady, you know, they were taken away, such as just going to a fast food restaurant, ordering a little bit of something. That means that the fast food restaurant makes a little bit of money, but the homeless person get a chance to go and actually clean up, wash themselves off, because there's no resources for them to do so. Between that and just like, you know, the desolate that you see on these people's faces. So politically speaking, not that you know that much about the politics, how much do you put blame on the politicians, or do you feel like just something that is just really difficult to address?
No, I don't think it's difficult. And understand that if you talk to 100 people, you have 100 different answers to that question. But I don't think we should look to necessarily politicians to be the primary solution to the problem. I think, for example, if I ended up homeless, I would look to my children to make sure that their father wasn't homeless and was taken care of. So there can be policies, but men and women have to interpret those policies, and we are fallible. So whatever happens, we're going to find a way to mess it up. And I think that the solution is closer to, in my case, my children, than it is to I'm not looking to Democrats or Republicans or independents or anybody else to help me if I was in that situation.
Now, if you was like a politician, what kind of solutions would you think of?
Now, if I was a politician, and you know, my ideas would run, might run. Some might call them socialists, and if they did, you know, so be it. But I feel that we owe a responsibility to those that that cannot take care of themselves, and we have to look and see, you know, what are the issues of mental health that might be there. We have to look and see of substance abuse, and we have to provide. Our country, we have too much for us to go homeless. So I don't know how feasible it is because I'm not at the level, but I think that having a place to go, training to get, jobs to get, medical care, psychiatric care, we can't say that it's not our problem, because it could happen to us or someone close to us. And we have to do something, I think, to alleviate that for those that actually want to find a better condition for themselves.
So now, on March 15th, I don't know if you heard about this, but on March 15th in San Diego, California, right downtown, a driver ran over on the sidewalk and actually ran over a bunch of homeless people, killing 3 of them and putting 6 of them in the hospital. Because of bad weather, they were trying to get out the rain underneath the bridge, and they were ran over on a car. Now, the person that ran him over was about a 71-year-old person, allegedly, and they're not really sure if there was drugs or alcohol or what, or mental, whatever the situation is. But to be in that situation where you put yourself in danger just by sitting on a sidewalk, do you think there's some malicious attacks against the homeless people for being homeless?
I imagine there is. I imagine there's some a disdain. I imagine that there's some devaluation of life, and there's certain things that you would probably do or think based on the way somebody looks or their station in life. But we shouldn't look at that. We shouldn't look at it that way. We should put that there's a value on that life as well. And if you wouldn't run up there in Beverly Hills or in Scottsdale, Arizona, or La Jolla, California, then you shouldn't do it under the bridge either, because somebody did get hurt. I hadn't heard about that, but that's definitely some tragic circumstances.
Yeah, it was addressed even in the newspaper, even one week later by some of the news, just bringing more awareness to the situation at hand. Here's what I noticed, Baba Zande. You take a kid that's homeless anywhere around the country, pretty much, and most of them want to be homeless in nice weather, which means the coastal cities, such as San Diego or Miami or, you know, New Orleans or something like that, have a much more higher percentage of homeless people that are not really even from their city. So what do you think we do about somebody who sends somebody to, let's say, a place like San Diego on a one-way bus ticket, or to understand that, you know, there's people that just come out here without a bus ticket, knowing that this is a place for at least weather comfort if you're going to be homeless?
Well,
what do we do about the people that send out people on buses?
Well, again, for me, assuming there's no issues of mental health, adults have to take responsibility for their own decisions, so that, you know, if they have an opportunity to not go or go someplace else, then, you know, you don't punish the person that sent them. But again, I'm looking to my children. I'm looking to, is it feasible to have, we have military bases that house thousands and homeless number over that, but could we not house them in a group style, while giving them training and a job, you know, helping to maintain that complex, cook in that complex, get medical care and provide cleaning in that complex, and also train them to be able to move past that complex and move into, you know, higher levels of home. This costs money. I get it, but we shouldn't just put the burden on, you know, the coastal cities. Or any city. I think we all have to look at the people around us and go, you know, as I look at my children, I go, they ever found themselves in a place where they were going to be homeless? As long as I have a home, that shouldn't be. And if they are, then I have to take some responsibility for that. So their people have to take some responsibility if they're willing to. Even if they're not willing to, in my view, everyone's responsible for the people around them.
Right. I know I read something about overseas in Europe, they're having like these pods. They're like homeless pods where people kind of sleep in these pods. They have like one of these community bathroom, community showers in these areas, and then people just kind of crash out in these pods. I know I thought of, with all the, speaking of the military, with all the decommissioned ships and airplanes, that I feel like those could easily be converted into homeless shelters, or I would say affordable housing at least. The one thing that the newspaper said today was that the developers took out the affordable housing and didn't replace them, which is why we have more people that's homeless on the street. I don't know how it is out in your area or in other areas as well, but I feel like this could easily be addressed if somebody just took the time out to really put forth some solid measures.
Well, you know, and I, to be one, I'd have to agree with you. And we need some leadership to this issue. We need the society in general to commit to putting some money to this issue, even if you're doing pretty well. I've set myself up pretty well. You know, I'm not a rich man, but I'm comfortable enough through what I've done. But if I just look at myself and go, I'm good, so forget everybody else, you know, that's a failing on me as a human being. So we need people to care. We need people to care. We need leadership to the issue. We need money to the issue. And we need a long term view on it. We can't look at it like, well, let me fix it for a week or 2 weeks. This has to be a continuing thing. Will it ever be eradicated? Maybe not. Maybe not, because it may be part of the human condition, but something, or we have to do something more than what we're doing, because to me, that's a tragedy in a country like America that you know, proposes, that has the resources that it has.
Now, if you had to relate this into the actual ring, the fight game, how would you relate somebody that was homeless and compare it to like your episode, program Boxing Is Life? How would you relate
that? Well, I think boxing relates to anything. This is, like I said, this is a hard one. This is a deep one, but it involves, you know, preparation. But I would liken it to, just right off the top of my head, you know, someone who has fought their fight and they can't fight anymore. Maybe they got injured and can't fight anymore, or maybe they got too old and couldn't compete anymore. So what do you do?
A lot of athletes actually go home.
Yes, because you can't do what it is you were trained to do. So you don't know what else to do. So what do you do? So I think in the fight game, what you'll see is a lot of ex-fighters who are now moving to a different, you know, maybe they might assist a promoter, or they might become a trainer. They might assist a trainer. But you got to find something else to utilize a person's talent. Everyone has a skill set. Everyone you meet, even a person that's homeless, knows how to do something you don't know how to do, you know, and they have knowledge you don't have. So you find that and parlay that, and you can give them not only a home, but purpose. And that makes them want to, you know, do some things for themselves. Now, this is assuming there's no mental illness in effect, but definitely fighters that can't fight anymore. If I cared about you as a fighter, I'm not going to say I don't care about you anymore because you can't fight no more. I'm going to find something else for you to do. And if necessary, you know, I'm gonna slip a 20 out of my pocket for you, which, you know, not to not to blow myself up, but, you know, I've stopped with the homeless, and as opposed to just, you know, throwing a dollar out there, you know, I'll stop and go and talk to them and shake their hand. And, you know, finally let them know that in addition to this money, which you will spend and it'll be gone, the caring of somebody that's sincere will stay with you. So that's what you do. You take an ex-fighter and find out what they can do and keep them doing what they can do when they can do it. That's how I would liken it.
Yeah, I figure though, one thing that I was kind of related to, if I had to say about the fight game, is just find something that's menial. Or meaningful, either menial or meaningful, meaning that a menial job such as sweeping the floor, you know, taking out the water buckets and the fight game, whatever, you know, cleaning the showers, keeping everything, like, you know, sanitized. As far as something meaningful,
holding the mitts, that comes, you know, you can hold the mitts, hold the bag, something. Everybody can do something.
Yeah, that comes from within. The meaningful part, to have a meaning, to not be homeless. Is the part that kind of like gets me. The person that's holding up a sign, no disrespect, but you can have more talent than just holding up a sign. So, but we'd like to thank Baba Zande for this segment on the homeless crisis. You know, like I said, it's one of those things where, you know, it's going to take more than just a strong leader. It's going to take a bunch of strong leaders and community effort in order to actually eradicate the situation. Baba Zande, thank you for joining us.
And I appreciate the opportunity to speak on something deep. And if I can just say one thing, you know, again, all of us are circumstances two away from being ourselves. So thereby, by the grace of the Creator, go us, do something. Let's do something.
Have you ever wondered how the pedicab industry got started? You know the guys and gals that travel people around town? Well, purchase the book Pedicab Hearsay, available on Amazon.com, both electronic and hard copy. Get the stories today.
Been.
I'm good, Dre. How about yourself?
Man, I'm fly, but I tell you what, man, you show these lace down with this apparel, man. Where you get this from?
Hey, man, it's that Cash Cow drip, and you already know. But you can go ahead and go to my Instagram page at Cash Cow FP. Go ahead and get the drip.
Man, I'm with it.
Slap.
Hi, this is Terry from Amethyst Moon. We'd like to tell you we're still here and open for business. We're located at 8329 La Mesa Boulevard in La Mesa Village. We have some new store hours temporarily from 11 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, and we hope to see you soon.
Yo, 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 this is Bun the Poet and you know it, and you listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
And I have my man, Hip Hop Jason, representing today on the Burrito Radio Show. Now, as anybody knows, this episode is about the homeless situation. I feel like it's a crisis. You have... Not, I mean, like, the homeless situation was really bad even before. People sleeping in their cars, people sleeping behind dumpsters, people sleeping in the park, people just sleeping in homeless camps, people sleeping in, you know, and some people think homelessness is even couch surfing. So
it's not that.
We're here today Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I said some people think it. So what we're asking right now is like, you know, I find that the COVID situation has put more people in dire state to me, because from what I see on the street, the homeless do not have the resources to really operate. So what's your take on it, hip hop? What do you say?
I thought I had a lot of things to say about it, but this is what people should do. They should not succumb to other people's snuffing the butt out on them. They should excel. They should, you know, say, oh, that, I don't, just get rained on because it rains. Like, I know what umbrellas are. And that's what most people should do, I think.
Okay, so in other words, you're saying that people should pick themselves up and stop being homeless.
If you can imagine what homes are, then perhaps so. Here's one thing that is like going down with the we're building kind of housing projects into like different areas. I realize I'm getting recorded and this is going to be like thrown back on me, but I got to say it. This is like the housing projects that if you can go into like a different neighborhood where everybody wanted to be out of that neighborhood from all that, and now you like can only rent a house, you can never own it, but you'll get charged more if you make more. That's the devil's meal ticket. That's what they do, man, and it's not good.
Well, I mean, like, you're referring to the cause of homelessness because of high rent. But, I mean, there's more. I mean, like, I once wrote a paper about homelessness, and I found out that there's so many different reasons why people become homeless.
Yeah, there are.
I read of one situation where this lady, she was a school teacher. She didn't have any kids. She had a nice little job, whatever, and she got into a major car accident and couldn't go to work, couldn't go back to work for 3 years or whatever it was. And she never went back to work because she never recovered. Her insurance ran out. Next thing you know, she's sleeping in a car because she couldn't afford her rent. Well, before she was sleeping with the car, she would hit up a bunch of relatives to help her out, but she never could get her job back because of her injury.
That's not good.
So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people become homeless, but because, in my opinion, places like California are succumbed, and I mean, they're subjected to so many homeless people.
Yeah, they abuse.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to the beach. I mean, I know you've been.
They abuse the privilege. You know why I don't like to go? I don't like to go to Ocean Beach. I don't like to go down there. It's like a third world.
So your take, you're one of the people that don't really have too much sympathy for the homeless.
I know that they know that they can, that it's possible. That's the whole story.
So in other words, to you, it's not a crisis. To you, it's about just, hey, you're not doing it right.
It's a crisis that people feel as though they cannot. People should be more in the vein of, yes, I can. But there's discouragement rained down like thunderously upon most of our fellow human beings, and that is not good. People should know how to, you know, get up. I want people to stand up rather than sit down. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course. But what if, like I said, from the lady I spoke to has severe injuries, that where she cannot stand up physically.
We need the
or how about the person whose parents were on drugs and never had anything from the get-go, from the start.
Okay. Well, still the same people.
Oh, I mean, there's so many situations that come about of why somebody is homeless. I mean, like, or why people sleep in their cars. It's not always because they just fell into drugs and just lost it all.
Oh, no. Yeah. Nobody thinks that. But
there are situations where people had something, nice property, whatever. The homeless people are losing the resources due to the COVID. They're losing resources. And they're becoming more volatile, more destitute, more angry.
And this doesn't further anyone's existence.
Not necessarily, in my opinion. Not necessarily. I mean, it doesn't take much for like, you know, like I said, it's like, how can I call it? Like, you know, the mentally disturbed, they can like, they're not controllable.
There's something in like the reptilian brain there. There's, you know, they got like a thought come from the back. Towards the front.
Yeah, but in your take on it, the homeless is not a crisis, really. It's just more of a, you have to have a choice to pick yourself up.
Okay, that's not entirely what I said, but you know, if you can do something, do something. The people should care about themselves. People need to care about themselves, and the conceptualization of caring about themselves, the ikdain, I think therefore I am, kind of, you gotta be more like that, I think, than not.
All right, I got you. Well, yeah, so this is Hip Hop Jason. Jason, what city you represent?
Dago, but I'm from the land. Till I die, right? Like, but here I'm on.
Well, that's where you were born, for sure.
With my good friend. Am I being recorded?
2B1 energy. 2B1.
Ride the wave.
Nah. So yeah. So Jason, we really appreciate you taking the time out and talking a little bit about the homeless situation.
Hi, this is Marcos Carvajal. I'm the author from Behind the Stick. I wrote a book about growing up addicted to gambling and playing pool and hustling. And you can find this book on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. And I wrote this story to explain to you how the addiction to gambling can lead to other things other than just playing pool, and what your pitfalls and strongholds are. So I wrote this mainly for my children, but I hope you can enjoy this book. Thank you.
Hello, this is Aya Koren. I am a singer-songwriter, and you're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
I'm standing here with another spiritual soul who's willing to actually offer his take on the homeless situation. We're out here in the farmer's market in Ocean Beach. What do you go by, my man?
Cameron Brown.
What do you go by again?
Cameron Brown.
Cameron Brown. Cameron Brown. We got Cameron Brown on the Burrito Radio Show. Cameron, let me ask you a situation. How do you feel like the homeless situation has gotten better, worse, or the same since before the COVID?
I feel like the homeless situation is not a situation. I do like burritos, and you can call me Cameron Burrito Brown if you would like, but the homeless situation isn't a homeless situation depending on where you're at. Because most of the time, the homeless are entertaining people.
Okay, so the homeless are entertaining people. So in other words, it's not really a problem. There's not really a homeless problem, in your opinion.
Oh, my opinion is there is a homeless problem. But like I said, depending on where you're at, The homeless are entertaining. They're asking you for something. For something.
Right, so on my way, I'm gonna give you a good example. On my way here, right? I came all the way from Chula Vista on a bus. I saw multiple people in destitute situations, sitting down, right? They weren't entertaining anybody. I saw somebody laying down on the ground, on the dirt. I saw this lady sitting down next to her cart. These people are not entertaining people, so I'm just trying to figure out where you're coming from.
What were they asking for?
They weren't asking for nothing.
Then that's a personal choice, man. Cameron Brown, thank you, man.
Okay, you got it. You got it. As you can see, sometimes there's a little bit of callousness when we're talking about people who feel like they can't help each other. But this is where we're at right now in regards to how people's thought processes are. All I can say is sometimes the ego is amazing.
Can you hear the hum? Can you hear the hum?
Having troubles with your electronic products, including your cell phone, or maybe it's your laptop? Well, the Nerd Repair Center, located on Elkhorn Boulevard, can help you out. Give them a call at 619-363-4210. They're located at 3829 Elkhorn Boulevard. Their hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
For over 100 years, San Diego Shade has been covering windows all over San Diego County. Whether you want roller shades, cellular shades, shutters, you're looking for an automated awning to go over your patio, you want some exterior roller shades to block the sun out, we're the company to go to. We're located conveniently in Miramar area at 7354 Trade Street. You can reach us on the phone at 619-287-8863. You can also check out our website at sandiegoshade.com. I look forward to covering your windows soon.
Create, connect, ascend. That's essentially what Violet Funk Creations is all about. And my name is Alyssa. I started Violet Funk. And what we essentially do is make jewelry, paint, do art on clothes, and our Instagram is Violet Funk Creations.
You're listening to the Burrito Radio Show.
Situation is really, really bad right now across California, across the country, probably a worldwide issue.
Yes.
So, first of all, who do you think is really to blame for the increased homelessness? Is it COVID? Is it the politicians who refuse to address the issue? Is it the governor? Is it the mayor? Is it the police? Who's responsible, you think?
Who can we blame for what?
Well, the homeless situation is getting out of control. It's getting worse.
For the houses? Yeah. So actually, as a part of my nonprofit, so you said for the houseless situation, correct?
No, the homeless people. The homeless people.
Oh yes. So for my in my org, we work with the houseless community, and we use the word houseless. Because we feel that we use the word houseless because we feel that whenever if someone, I mean, it doesn't matter how you refer to this community, regardless of it, they are in need right now and they are in need of our help. So I feel that this crisis that's going on right now, it's to blame on our society that unfortunately has designed. The way that it has been designed is it's been designed to fail to some individuals. And that hurts that aches my soul because we live in a world that's so filled with abundance. It's literally, there's abundance everywhere. But yet, here in this
country where we're currently in, they have created this illusion that abundance is not everywhere, and that there's, you know, that there's scarcity. And the only reason why there is scarcity is because there is, I feel that there is this dominant group, which are the elite, who are controlling how this abundance is being, you know, put out there, how this abundance is being divided and shared among all the individuals who are on this country. So I do feel that this crisis, the reason why this crisis is, you know, increasing is because of the fact that one, so us as a community, we have yet to still realize and discover that we can create the change, and that we don't have to wait for the system to change. Because essentially, like, if we're saying that the houseless community are in trouble, and we can do those two things. We can either wait to see if the actual government's going to do something, or we can take that action upon ourselves. And that's why earlier too, when you were, before we got on this podcast, and you were telling me that it's like your podcast to you is all about action. And I really, really, really resonated with that, because I feel like right now, a lot of us too, a lot of us tend to also do things to follow the hype, not because we want to, or because we feel called to do so. And then another thing too, so then I feel like a lot of us can preach and we could speak, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. But yet only a few of us are really following through with what we are, you know, speaking into the universe. Because we can speak things into the universe, but if we don't follow them through with action, then most likely that those things might not happen, or if they do happen, they are not going to happen how we feel that they should happen.
Yeah, this is 2B1 Energy out here in Barrio Logan. I'm talking to another spiritual soul over here who I'm hoping, like, they get his little take on the homeless situation. Let me ask you this. You live out here in Barrio Logan?
I don't. I live in East County, but I have lived out here before.
All right. And so, but you're out here in Barrio Logan, out there in East County. How's the homeless situation out there currently, you think?
Bad.
Like, really, really bad.
Really bad, yeah. There's, like, encampments all down, like, the main street. Like, at night when the business is closed, they'll just set up in front of the main businesses on 2nd Street.
Right.
Other than that, they live in, like, the riverbeds and wherever they can, really, you know?
And you see the problem kind of getting worse?
Yeah, definitely through COVID, for sure.
Right. And you're out here in Barrio Logan. What about Barrio Logan? I think Barrio Logan seems to be kind of getting, like, a little bit more cleaned up. They call it gentrification. Do you consider that?
Yeah, they're definitely gentrifying out here. It used to be a lot worse. Cops wouldn't even stop at the Chicano Park bathroom to use the bathroom at all. They would have somebody stay at the front door. But now it's like, I don't know, you see, nice white families everywhere, no homeless people that much. There's still graffiti everywhere, but I guess that's just Logan, you know? It's still Logan, but right. This part of Logan is definitely changing.
This portion right here on Logan and Samson, right across the street from Salud. And I want to say this, is it still open, the beer?
I'm not sure. It doesn't look open.
Yeah, it seems like they closed their doors for good, huh? Which is kind of like what's happening right now because of the COVID situation. Not just homeless people, but people are losing their businesses, right?
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah.
People losing their houses, jobs, businesses.
Okay, yeah, out here on the boardwalk right here in Ocean Beach. I'm sitting out here. What's the name of this band called? Suicidal Tendencies?
No, not Suicidal Tendencies. These are just some local cats out here jamming today.
Okay, we're out here with actually a local legend. Tell the audience who you are, my man.
It's Young Deuce. You can find me at @young_deuce_ on Instagram. But
We're talking about the homeless situation. Somebody just recently just said to me it's not a situation. What do you say?
I say the homeless situation is definitely a situation out here in San Diego, especially with what's going on with the recent pandemic. Like, a lot of people don't have places to stay and stuff, and it's harder to get places to stay when you are a homeless person too. So I would say it's definitely a situation that it needs to be looked at and took care of. And
do you feel like it's something that people are actually profiting on, like nonprofits are actually profiting off of homeless people being homeless?
I feel like definitely, because like as the more people you have signed up for your nonprofit to get services from you, the more funding they're going to give you. for your nonprofit. You know what I mean? So they're definitely going to benefit off of anybody that's homeless, because anybody that's homeless that signs up for a nonprofit to get some benefits, that just adds more money to their pocket. Now, whether as to how much money they're going to actually use of that money for that individual is the question.
Right, correct.
You know, like, how much money are they getting for per individual? Now, right. Let me know that, right. And then you'll know if they're actually doing a justice for that person or not.
What about who is more responsible for this when it comes down to it politically? We're talking about either, is it the council? Is it the public? Is it the governor? Is it the president of the United States?
It's more the whole government in general. All three branches that work together that are supposed to protect us are supposed to protect us from this certain situation. And they're not doing it correctly. Like, there's a lot of people struggling and waiting for their stimuluses and stuff like that. Still, when they need it now, they don't need it later. You know what I mean?
Right. The paperwork is like all bumbled up and jumbled up, correct?
For real, for real.
And as I see out here, there's a lot of people out here getting their hustle on, right?
Yeah, because they have to right now. They have to. They have no choice.
I got you. Hey, good looking out, Young Deuce. Young Deuce on the Burrito Radio Show. Yeah, this is 2B1 Energy out here in National City, and we're talking about the homeless situation. I'm with a new person I met today. What's your name, my friend?
Hello, my name is David Acosta Gonzalez. I'm a former Marine Corps veteran. My username is The Red King 1987. Yeah, no, I currently feel that our current homeless problem is really, really bad. We need to get out here and start helping these people out, trying to find them places to live, trying to get them help with Medi-Cal, EBT, whatever needs to be done and stuff. I feel that we should follow the plan that Rudy Giuliani did up in New York. That
and what plan was that?
Oh, he helped out the homeless get out of the streets and put them into halfway houses and other places, sober livings, and just got the treatment, because most homeless people out here are suffering from mental illness and also with substance abuse. They weren't raised properly and they have a lot of problems. There's a lot of good people out here that have good educations and everything, but they just have a bad luck, especially right now, currently with the COVID. There's lots of problems in it that need to be addressed and fixed.
And how long were you in the Marines?
I did 4 years honorably, from 2005 to 2009. Got a good conduct medal and a lot of other medals.
And since from 4 years ago, you noticed a terrible difference, especially ever since after COVID.
Yes, it's been getting worse and worse and worse. We really, really need to get the funds, especially in California. I know we have the funds, but our current mayor isn't really doing anything to help.
What about the governor? What do you think about the governor?
I don't have much words about him. He's doing his best. I feel that he should try to take control of this current situation and help more people out.
Okay, thanks a lot, David.
No problem.
Oh,
Jackson, baby.